Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball. Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host.
Great being with you, talking baseball.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce asked the first hard question.
With Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our dear friend Bruce Levine, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Fun morning, Bruce. Lots of good baseball conversation this morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Absolutely. Two winning teams last night. And how about those White Sox 5-5 in the last 10 games? You want to... I know it's wow. Not a sexy thing to start there, but where do you want to begin?
Well, let's start there.
It's a good spot.
They got something from Luis Robert. To me, that's the headline. The guy not only hit a run-scoring double, he got himself a home run. And, as we've talked about this idea, I think Bob Nightingale wrote it over the weekend, so it's got to be true that they want to trade the guy. That's all they want to do. Okay, well, maybe now you got a chance. If he can start doing that on a regular basis.
Yeah, I want to be 6'5" and blonde, but, that's not happening. So, what you want and what you get are two different things. I think it's encouraging to see him pull a ball, even if it's the Crawford boxes, okay? It's not the most difficult home run in the world, but just to see him hit a ball with authority like that and have a couple important hits, I think it's a big deal, and again, is $20 million prorated by the August 1st going to be a deal breaker for them to be able to trade him? I think if he continues on a track of improving here, I think they'll be able to move him, get a couple players back that they want, and move on from where they've been with him.
Bruce, have they convinced themselves that Grant Taylor is going to be a reliever for good, or is this just a one season trial to see what they have? And much like, going way back, Chris Sale and Garrett Crochet before him, Grant Taylor eventually will be penciled in as a starter.
Yeah, even go back to Mark Burley starting in the bullpen. That's what the White Sox have done better probably than anyone else over the years, and I think Taylor is the latest person to be involved with that. You look at him and you see the 100-mile-an-hour fastball. You saw the breaking ball that buckled a couple people's feet in there. There's a lot to be thinking good things about. But again, limited innings last year, right? So it's kind of the same Crochet situation. You're not going to start him, I don't think, this year. I think it's mostly bullpen, and if you have a dominant guy there, maybe he's your closer by the end of the year. Who knows? But it's really a good sign. And just watching all these good young players with the White Sox coming up and contributing, it has to be a little bit encouraging to White Sox fans.
Who's next? I mean, is Colson Montgomery the next one up, if indeed he I think he has a hand injury, but what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be a little while longer. He's gotten hit by pitches a couple times that's kept him out after improving. He certainly has improved since he worked with the White Sox hitting coach and you know, with Fuller and really looked to improve his ability to hit with power again. So, again, you know, 23-year-old guy trying to work his way up. I think he's the next one, but I don't expect it to be next week. Maybe by the All-Star game after that, something like that. But there are a lot of nice things to watch for the White Sox right now.
So, Bruce, let's talk about the Cubs. They play today, pregame right here on the Score, 11:30 with Zach Zaidman. They have the final game in the big series against the Phillies. They can win the series by winning today. I feel like it's a big moment for Ben Brown. We've said that his last two starts, and really he's come through with two gems against the Reds and then the Tigers. What do you expect today from Ben Brown, and how big is this series for the Cubs to win?
Well, you know, I talk about player development till people get sick sometimes, but Ben Brown has been improving, and watch to see if the changeup continues to be a part of what he's doing. So really good fastball, 97 miles an hour, a great knuckle curve when he's controlling it. The third pitch, the changeup, is what he's been working on. He showed it last time. He said he had the exact amount, 6% of the time he threw it. Last time he had that for the media when he came out of his start, because that's all he's been talking to people about is, you know, a third pitch. And it's coming along. So this is the maturation of a very good young pitcher, a kid that should be an excellent starting pitcher for the Cubs for a long time. But there's still progress that he has to make. And as you say, today is another example of a good start against a Phillies team that's not so great right now, but still has a lot of slug in it from the left side, starting with Schwarber.
Yeah, I just wonder, you know, you heard from Tommy Hotovy about, and I guess you heard from Craig Counsell on the Score yesterday about Shota Imanaga, and he's feeling better. He had his first outing. He pitched 45 pitches. He did some more bullpen work, 25 pitches, I'm sorry, and he did 15 pitches out of the bullpen. So he's going to try to get to 50 or 55 on Saturday.
July 1st.
It is July 1st. Okay.
No. I'm saying from what I'm seeing as far as his buildup,
yeah,
where he's going to have to build up to 75 pitches, probably do it a second time. It's
right.
Probably going to be the last week of June, you know, the last few days of
yes.
June or July 1st. That's,
gotcha.
That looks like it. I don't know if Counsell said that or not. He's not one to put dates and
right.
put himself in a corner on that. But that looks like the progression moving forward if he doesn't have any backups.
That's longer than we thought at first. What kind of shape do you think he will be in coming? What should we expect from Shota Imanaga the rest of the season? Is it just business as usual when he returns, or are we right to be a little bit wary about what to expect?
Well, since he's never had this type of injury before, I don't think he knows what to expect. But we know his work ethic. We know the conditioning that he usually does. He's on top of his game. He's a seasoned pro, and he knows what it takes to get out there. Coming back from an injury, you know, is he going to be protecting it? Are they going to protect him against it? I don't think you can do that with a starting pitcher. If you don't have your legs under you, you're not going out there starting and being impactful, okay? So he's got to be 100% back from this injury. No question mark. It's just the pitch count that he has to build up. So with that in mind, you know, you should expect the same pitcher coming back for the Cubs, a really smart pitcher, knows how to get people out with his fastball up and his changeup down. I don't think that's going to change.
When you think about where they're at with the pitching, you know, okay, so I think we've talked about this idea that they've done pretty well for themselves. How long before there is help here? You know, when we've talked to you, you said it may happen earlier than expected. We know that when the trade deadline is. Will they be making a move? Will they be making more than one move for starting pitching?
I hope they make at least one early, okay? Because they're sitting in a really good place. And you know, lately, you know, they've been exposed on some areas with starting pitching, guys only getting the fourth, fifth inning, you know, and that's to be expected. They've outslugged some of those outings like they did yesterday. But they need another top-quality pitcher. There's no question about it. It's just the matchup with the teams like Florida, you know, or Miami and Arizona and, you know, teams that are going to be looking to trade, certainly Colorado. So do you like those guys? How much inventory is it going to cost you back? Those are the key answers. But I don't think anybody in the organization, I think Jed's been on record many times already over the last month saying starting pitching is the one area that we're going to really look at. I would say, you know, with what's going on with Kelly right now and the unknown status of Amaya, that you might be looking at some more catching.
Ooh.
As well. I mean, McGuire has done a really good job. He's a seasoned pro, so I think that's been a very underscored story of the Cubs is that McGuire has done a good job, but I don't think they should expect much offense from the catching spot until Amaya gets back, and we don't have a return date for him at this point.
All right, Bruce, so they said there would be no math, but I want you to kind of project anyway. Cade Horton has pitched 60 innings, roughly, 60 and a third perhaps, 12 appearances. You can do the math. That's 5 innings per appearance. There are 95 games left. If a five-man rotation is rather – he maybe could be projected to make as many as 19 starts. I don't think he's going to make 19 more starts. But I do wonder, what do you expect the pitching limit to be in terms of innings on Cade Horton, and what can the Cubs reasonably expect from him as they pursue a pennant?
Well, you know, it's a great question, and it's one that we can probably ask every week until they decide what to do with him. But he doesn't look like a guy returning from only 37 innings last year. I mean, it's kind of crochet-like that he really has a really nice delivery. He's got a smooth fastball. He's got a good breaking ball. I don't see any reason to worry about it right now, but I think, you know, knowing he only threw 37 innings last year, you know, there'll come a time where they start to be anxious about it. And what do they do about it? Do they return him to the bullpen when they make a trade, when Imanaga comes back? How do they limit those innings? So creativity in August and September will be something that we'll be looking at. For now, he just looks at it like a really good young developing pitcher in the rotation. What did you? I think you said it the other day on the show. It was, I think they've only lost one game that he's started.
Yeah.
So he's kind of been a good luck charm for him as well.
You know, we had talked about lineup stuff with the Cubs and you know, who should lead off and is Ian Happ doing enough? We wondered about what was going on with Dansby Swanson, and then those guys go off yesterday. That was the first two-homer game of the season for Happ. Do you sense that he's getting healthier and better moving forward, or is that just recency bias?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look at his career. He usually is right around an 800 OPS player, right? So, you know, going into yesterday, he was around 700. He's going to be that player. Now, as to whether he should lead off or not, that's another question. You know, there's been a lot of people in the corner of, you know, Nico Horner, who led off a few years ago, moving him up, moving somebody up to the second spot and moving some of the power guys down. But, you know, with Craig Counsell, the one thing we've learned is if you have an 800-plus OPS, you're going to be batting in the top five, and if you don't, you're going to be in the bottom you know, portion of the lineup. That's how he works it. I mean, you can't say it's not working for him. The offense has been as good as just about anybody's this year, but from the perspective of what you expect from a lineup, you know, a lot of people are still saying, you know, why not Nico Horner up there? Why not move Shaw up there? Why not move some of the slug down, since you're not getting the 7th, 8th, and 9th guys the same production you were getting in the first half. I think it was unrealistic to think you were going to continue to get, you know, 1,000 OPS from your catcher. And since they moved Armstrong up, you have somebody else hitting down there. So from all of that, moving some of the power further down in the lineup might be a way to go.
Bruce, as the weather has warmed up, so has Ryan Pressly's velocity ticked up a little bit. And he seems a little bit more comfortable. That was Tommy Hotovy's simple answer to the question about what's different about Pressly lately. Might he be a guy that gradually inches back into that ninth inning role? I know Daniel Palencia has been very good the other night aside, but I don't know if the Cubs feel like, you know, if Pressly is ready to go, if he starts to improve and looks like the guy they thought they were getting from Houston, will he eventually be the closer?
I think he could be, and I don't think having more than one guy closing is the worst thing in the world these days. As long as you have back-end guys that are getting people out, I think that's a really good thing. And Presley's, you know, again, improving 2 to 3 miles per hour on the fastball, that's really impressive. If you noticed last night as well, you know, you saw a little bit of Ray, his ball was hitting 95 early in the game as well. So whatever they're doing in that pitch lab, it's working out pretty good. They're getting more velo out of their pitchers. And if Pressly is the closer at the end of the year, I don't see anything wrong with it. Palencia continues to be an important back-end guy. I'll use the old Craig Counsell line. We're just looking for 27 outs. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Whenever he wants to get us off of a subject, you know, if I go off the rails, he goes, Bruce, we're just looking for 27 outs.
You have to say it with a little bit more detachment, Bruce.
I can't. I can't be as detached as he is when he's talking to me. When he's talking to me, he's as detached as you can get.
You know, it's fascinating, though, because Presley's, you know, an uptick in velocity is huge, and he's been there before, but he can't uptick to 100 miles an hour like Palencia can. So I don't know.
Doesn't have to, though, Mullen.
Okay, all right.
Because he's got a really good breaking ball.
And yes, he does.
And using that breaking ball early in the count, like any good relief pitcher, back-end relief pitcher, to set up the fastball, doesn't have to be 100. You know, you're planting a seed in the hitter's head. Hey, I have to be careful about that breaking ball. He's really using it well. Oh, and now he's throwing 95, and it's up and out of the zone. It's a lot for a hitter to think about. So that in itself makes Pressly a better pitcher.
Really good stuff, Bruce.
Appreciate
your time.
Pal.
Guys, have a great day.
You too.
That is our guy, Bruce Levine. Always fun to talk to him.
Interesting. Yeah, especially after a night like last night when not only did the Sox win, but I think what they're doing with the promotion of young players and not being afraid to try these guys at the major league level is interesting. And the Cubs, certainly every series, we're getting a little bit of a pushback on the text line from somebody who says, is this a big game? Wait until August. It just, with a team in contention, you can talk yourself into every series mattering and certain games being bigger than others.
I think that the very fact that they can have a winning record on the road trip makes it an interesting game. It'll be fun to watch. That is significant. I don't think it's as significant if they don't. I think they're going to be fine either way. But it would be a way of indicating, they went on a 9-game road trip. It was a tough, long road trip, and they come home with a 5-4 record. That sounds pretty good to me.
No doubt about it, and it would be very encouraging.
Yeah, so I don't know why people get upset about these things. Come on now. Jump on board for the big win. 312-644-6767. Mully and Hall on the score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
For all the lineup Easters out there right now.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. All of our fellow lineup Easters, get your scorecards ready.
Yeah. Today's starting lineup for the Chicago Cubs in the city of brotherly love. The Cubs are ready to give one away.
Is that how you term it?
Yes.
All right. So, Mr. Two Home Run Happer is leading off yet again.
Fine. That's good.
Kyle Tucker.
No problem there.
Is second. Seiya Suzuki.
Of course.
The DH moves up a spot.
Let him do it.
Why? Who's missing? What happened?
No, that's
fine. Dansby Swanson is your leadoff guy.
Wait, no, no, not leadoff. No, not leadoff.
I'm sorry.
That would be the cleanup spot.
Cleanup. I'm sorry.
He's batting fourth.
That's weird.
Dansby Swanson batting fourth.
He'll hit another homer. Carson Kelly.
Batting fifth.
He's number five on your card.
Okay.
Justin Turner? I thought they DFA'd him.
No, they did not. He's
Didn't
batting
you call
sixth.
For that?
I did not. You did.
Oh, someone did. Nico. Hey, you got to love Nico.
Love Nico.
And he's
course. He's where he should be, seventh.
He's playing.
Who's missing
base.
From this order so far?
Matt Shaw?
No, he's no, batting he's eighth. All right, playing
and
third base.
Vidal Brujan.
Who?
He's the center fielder.
Where?
The center field. We're missing. Wait, where is the
this
MVP?
This is clearly.
Clearly where is the Pete Crow All-Star?
The PCA is MIA.
Needs a day off.
Okay.
No stealing today.
I suppose.
Buddy. No.
I think I liked that idea better because they do have a four-game series coming up with the Pirates. I'd rather rest him Thursday against the Pirates than Wednesday against the Phillies. I know there's a left-hander on the mound, but
nope.
I don't really like this lineup at all. Am I entitled to that or not? Or am I going to get pushback? You're making too much out of a regular season game in June and
yes,
don't worry about it. Okay.
Yes. No.
I'm that guy?
There's no Michael Busch.
There's no Michael Busch. There's no PCA.
And there's no Pete Crow Armstrong.
Jesus Luzardo's on the mound for the Phillies. He's 5-2 with a 4.46 ERA. He is a lefty. And so that is indicative of why the Cubs aren't playing two left-handed hitters. PCA and Michael Busch. I just don't know. 4, 5, and 6. Swanson, Kelly, and Turner. Not exactly.
Murderer's row?
No, one, two, three, back to back to back that gives you any sort of concern if you're the Phillies. But
isn't it Justin Turner? Doesn't he need to have a huge game on the huge game?
Why?
No, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah. Who's your,
I'm more surprised Kyle Tucker's actually playing in the field. The good news is that he must have bounced back from that. Not such another, let's play a manager, Easta, you know, the double steal in the eighth.
8-1-5, it's a getaway day. You're not supposed to like every lineup. I get that. I am that guy. Okay, it's fine. I accept that role. Yeah, they play 162 games, and 162 times you're supposed to try to win. I get it. It's a long season. But after last week when I thought that PCA, when he was relatively struggling based on what he had accomplished, I suggested he would get a day off before an off day. You guys were like, no. So fine. If he's a 162-game season guy.
I don't mind him having the day off. I don't mind him having
the first day off?
Yes.
First day off.
First day off.
First defensive inning he will not play.
Wow.
All season long.
I mean, again,
Got to justify why Vidal Brahun is Brujan is on this team.
What'd you call him? Brahun?
That's how little he plays.
I forgot his name for a second.
Yeah, that's how
last frequently. Time I saw him play, he was pinch running and like slid through third base and was tagged out.
Well, I could do. He's fast, but I don't know if I want him in center field against the Phillies. In the rubber game of a series that
I thought we had decided that Justin Turner wasn't going to play again until the playoffs.
No, we didn't decide that. No, I didn't say that.
Who said that?
Nobody said that.
Did someone say DFA him?
Well, then he got a big hit.
Okay.
And then he came on inside the clubhouse. He was a very good guest. Very good guest, I have to say.
Gotcha.
Bruce is very fond of Justin Turner, and I think he's a really professional guy. I just don't know that. You need to have PCA and Michael Busch out of the lineup at the same time. One or the other, both. You're taking two of your best hitters.
Well, and Michael Busch doesn't play against left-handed pitchers.
Michael Busch hit the ball 440 feet last night.
Yeah, but he played against the left-hander and he went out for three.
Right, so let me ask you this. Let's say this lineup gets to the Phillies pitcher this afternoon.
Yes.
And by the third time, before the third time through the lineup, before Justin Turner bats for the third time, they roll in a right-hand relief pitcher. Is Justin Turner immediately benched?
No, and probably
you pinch
not.
Hit? I'm just saying, like, is it a day off or is this just the opportunity? You know, you see, I understand where I'm coming from. Like,
I think it's is a Michael day Busch off available? For PCA.
PCA is not coming in this
it's
game.
It's a day
Busch
off for him. Don't
Will Michael
think?
Busch available to pinch hit?
He's available because he doesn't need a day off. He's had days off.
I would hope that nobody's getting a day off. I would hope that you're
all hands on deck.
PCA?
Well, okay, if PCA needs the rest, I suppose. We don't know. Maybe there's something going on.
He's never
and
had
he's
a day
sore
off.
And he's got, you know, a cramp or whatever. He needs a day off. I'm just saying. He's young.
He needs some Pedialyte.
Yeah, maybe.
A nap.
I don't know.
A banana.
Possibly. But this is not a lineup that if you're the Phillies and you look at this lineup being posted and you're a Phillies fan, you're like, yes. If you're Ben Brown, you're saying what?
Well, I'll say this. This is also good for the fans, right? Brown. Like, I wouldn't want the Cubs to use this lineup at Wrigley Field, especially if I was there.
Well, this is the good Ben Brown, right? That has to be the case.
He's got to be the Ben Brown you saw in Detroit.
Yep.
He's got to be the Ben Brown you saw against the Reds. Those are two back-to-back really strong outings, though. That's a lot to ask for a young man who has struggled with consistency and is going to be feeling probably some anxiety today. I mean, anxiety in a positive way. Like he's going to be adrenaline.
I thought we just decided that because he was a former Philly farmhand, this would be his, you know, best day. Didn't we hear that earlier?
When you wake up and see this lineup, if you're the pitcher, that bother you a little bit? You know, Pete Crow Armstrong is every pitcher's best friend.
Yeah, I know. If you're,
does
yeah.
that affect you? Do you think that affects you at all?
It can't.
Well, it's not supposed to.
But I do think that it's probably one of those things where you're like, oh, okay, I might have to dig a little deeper today. I might have to dig a little deeper and come up with that third pitch and use it more than 6.5% of the time. Ben Brown's going to have to develop a third pitch quickly to get out of the fifth inning. I don't think he'll go more than five, but I think sounds like David needs a day off. That's a 215.
Oh, that's nice.
No, I'm fine. I'm ready to roll. Let's go. I just had a reaction to a lineup. It's fine. Doesn't mean Craig Counsell's a bad manager. Doesn't mean that you give up on the Cubs. Doesn't mean they're a bad team. Doesn't mean they can lose today.
Right. They should still win.
Reactions are reactions. So that was my reaction to the lineup.
And if you know if you can bring Kyle Tucker in to face to try to win a game at the end of it, and you get him, can't you do that with PCA? If you're in this similar situation, can't you use him as a pinch hitter in the big moment?
I think that's a good way to look at it.
It just feels like they're conceding.
Conceding what?
Trying to win the series. They're conceding this game. Well, they're going to take a day of rest to take, you know, all their regular lineup will be back at it when they get back here to Wrigley Field over the next 4 days in front of the home fans. They're, you know, in first place. it kind of feels like you're just eh.
I don't disagree with that. I think you can. We get a lot of pushback.
Yeah.
David, what's wrong with you? You honestly sound like somebody who has no idea what they're saying.
The Cubs have decided to lose, announces Dustin Rose.
I think that it's an understandable reaction from Dustin Rhodes, though. If you're a Cub fan and you see a lineup that in a game against a playoff caliber team and Michael Bush and PCA are on the bench.
Think if he had tickets to this game.
If you were a Cubs fan and you flew to Philly to see PCA, this is my one shot at it. Or if you lived in Philly or you lived near Philly.
Okay. And again, injuries happen.
Yep.
I get that.
So this is like LeBron out of the lineup?
Well,
what you're saying?
I maybe have had that happen to me before.
Yeah, I was with you. He wasn't very happy that LeBron was out of the lineup
it
at
stuck.
That point.
He went the other problem was he went through the warm-ups.
He did.
He was there for the shoot-around.
That would be something that would leave a mark. Yeah, I could see you being unhappy about that. So I think you're gonna come in tomorrow morning, and if they lose this game, that's gonna be one of the reasons.
Hey, if they win, God bless. Okay, I hope Bruhan and Justin are the reasons they did what they did.
But if not, you're gonna say, "Told you."
Well, if they miss winning, you know, a division or making the postseason by a game, I might have to circle this game.
Well. The lineup discussion, according to one of our texters, shows a complete lack of understanding of sports by everyone involved. So,
why am I getting dragged into this?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, don't worry, David. You're not the only one. This from the 630. Bruhan is significantly better at his job than Dustin is at his. Get his name right.
Well. You know, we came into this, we were planning to end on a good note. We were going to talk about Ozzy Chipillo, who's rounding into shape, is a nice left tackle option.
We could do that tomorrow.
And then the Cubs post their lineup, and it's like, what?
And now he's got facial hair, so he's like a Grabowski. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Smart move by the young man. But instead, we talk about the lineup that is going to get the Cubs, if they lose by one run today.
I saw, and I don't know where they were. Was it in Washington, maybe, and there were two fans that showed up in Justin Turner Beards. Did you see this?
Mm-hmm.
And he ran over and he called him out of the down to the field and he took photos with him. It's just like a super cute moment where you had a couple fans with red beards on and the red-bearded man went over. Well, I like him.
Yeah, I nice like him, too. Fella. We you, asked him about that specifically on Inside the Clubhouse, and he said that happens infrequently, but it does happen. And when it does, he takes advantage of that, or he makes sure that those guys, those fans, are satisfied. So he takes pictures with them. He's a really approachable, accessible Major League Baseball player. I like him.
Yeah, so
true pro.
If you want to get down on the field, if you want to meet somebody who's a nice fella, all you got to do is dress up in a red beard.
That's it.
Right?
Yes, yes.
I mean, that's for all fans.
Do it. And he will do that.
Yes.
Because chances are on that day, he might not be playing. He'll have plenty of time. But not on a day like today, he's in the lineup.
No, now he's focused and serious.
All right, let's shift the focus here because we want to let everybody know about a big moment. That's tomorrow, Thursday's live broadcast.
What?
Mark Grody, Rami Makhlouf,
and
Mark special
Grody.
Guest Bill Wennington. They're in for Spiegel and Holmes, and they will be at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar at 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst for Circus Sports Illinois. And this is sponsored by Circus Sports Illinois 2-6 with the aforementioned hosts and guests. And you can take in the first round action from Oakmont. The U.S. Open starts tomorrow. How about that?
How about
all you golf fans out
live
there.
Live sports on the Mully and Haw Show.
And while you're on site, download and find the Circus Sports Illinois app to receive a match back incentive up to $500 directly into your account and take your swing at $5,000 with a hole-in-one contest from the Lynx.
All right, we're going to bring in Marshall and Layla. We'll talk to our colleagues next. It's Mully and Haw. It's Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.